WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic ABC Media
News,
app.
I'm Marina Roy. 90 million Americans are under heat warnings and advisories. Parts of Arizona could top 110 degrees for the 18th straight day.
Well, here in Phoenix, we are definitely used to this extreme heat. We are not used to experiencing 110 plus degree days this many days in a row, and that is what is making things just so unbearable.
ABC's Jamie Warren. Cleanup underway after this weekend's storms and flooding across the Northeast. Kelly Canfield's home in New Jersey is buried under up to 8 feet of dirt.
We lost vehicles. The basement's flooded. Now the second story is starting to, like, the rug is starting to get wet and everything.
Five people are dead and two are missing in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Police investigating the Gilgo Beach killing searched a storage facility on Long Island, New York. Suspect Rex Huerman accused of killing at least three of the 10 victims. The FDA has approved a vaccine-like RSV shot that may protect infants. This is ABC News. A mystery in Alabama. A woman vanished Thursday after she told her family she stopped to help a toddler along the interstate. She's now home, but there are questions about what happened in the hours she was missing.
Family and investigators scrambling to find out what happened to Carly Russell, who mysteriously returned home after vanishing from the side of an interstate in Alabama. The family relieved after welcoming her home from the hospital Sunday, writing on social media, "We are so grateful to each of you for all the acts of kindness, generosity, and compassion you've shown. Our baby is safe. We do want to ask for privacy at this time to allow us to just love on our daughter and each other with our close family and friends."
ABC's Janae Norman. A still experimental drug showed a promising ability to slow cognitive decline in early Alzheimer's patients. Donanemab works similarly to Leqembi, which is already approved but appears to have more side effects. Both drugs are made by Eli Lilly. Rena Roy, ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory. A woman was sentenced for killing a man in a head-on crash after driving the wrong way on I-94 near Hudson last October. 32-year-old Amber Lee Pospisil of Alexandria, Minnesota, will serve 15 years in prison with 10 years of extended supervision after pleading no contest to homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle as part of a plea deal. Online court records show three other counts were dismissed but read in. Pospisil told investigators she'd been drinking at a wedding in Wisconsin and was driving to a hotel but didn't remember driving the wrong way on the interstate. Police found an empty bottle of vodka in her vehicle, according to court documents. The Wisconsin DNR is looking for help in finding stolen trout. The DNR said that someone stole rare brown trout from the St. Croix Falls State Fish Hatchery on June 19th. Anyone with information should call 1-800-TIP-WDNR. From the Civic Media News Desk in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Kroot. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Kroot. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
EarthLoungeMN.com.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show for your Monday. Good to be with you today. Matt Patrick here today. Bill Corbett joins us from Riff Tracks and MST3K. They got a show coming up here in August, but as well, I wanted to chat with someone. I was trying to get a hold of him and both J. Elvis Weinstein from MST3K to talk about the writer strike and the actor strike. He's going to join us to talk about it a little bit later on, coming up this hour, not this hour, coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. Hi, Patrick. How are you?
Doing well. I saw the new Spider-Man film over the weekend.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, it was an absolutely beautiful movie, stylistically and cinematically, I thought. No, great humor in the movie, too. I did not see the first one. This was kind of more of a, hey, what do you want to do today? Hey, let's go see a movie. Okay, mm-hmm. Well, we'll see. That. I really enjoyed the art style, and it was a good movie.
Very enjoyable. I enjoyed that quite a bit. I was out at the Raspberry Festival. Got to go out there and enjoy that a little bit. Plus, first of all, great fun at the Raspberry Festival. Saturday was packed. Parade's good fun. The car show was a hoot. I mean, it was huge. It went all the way, I think, from like 6 all the way over to, well, I think next 17th. It was a huge event as far as just the street fair goes. And yeah, good time. I enjoyed that. I might talk a little bit more about that coming up a little bit later on. I will say, I also yesterday did go. I get asked all the time because of the parks thing, where basically back during the pandemic, when the pandemic started, we were on the air. We were making questions like, okay, what can we do? And we said, we can go to the parks. And I said, well, you know, lead by example. So I, at that point, my son was a senior in high school, my two girls. We basically started hitting the parks because that was the only thing that was open. We'd go to a park, go hike it, come on back, you know, and kind of we posted pictures and stuff like that. Yesterday, I get asked a lot what my favorite park is because of all the parks here. And I got to tell you, I've hiked almost all of them on the west side. I mean, even the small ones, we at one point or other have hit and walked them. I've been down by the Minnesota River. I've, of course, the Chain of Lakes. I've done most of the Three River, all the Three River parks now. I've gone to state parks. I've gone to a lot on the east side too, including some of the ones downtown. And yeah, just a great time and very enjoyable. People have asked me what's my favorite park, and I went there yesterday. It is the Lower 9 Mile Creek stretch off 106 in Bloomington. I think it's if you've got the time, you can hike the entire stretch. I think, is it Moira Park? All the way down to the Minnesota River. The trail is exceptional. It's got actually historical context. There was one point there was a mill down there. You can learn about that. It's also one of the most unique places I've gone because you literally go through three different kind of environments. You start up in kind of the woodlands, you get into a river flat water plain, and then you get into a wetlands right on the river. And it's three very distinct forests and you know, ecological groups. And I've gone down there a bunch of times. I can't beat it. I've not yet found one that I like better. So there you go. Congratulations, Bloomington. Went down there. If you do go in off 106, it is a bit of a steep hill down to the trail. Yeah, you know, that's why if you start at Moira Park, it's much more gradual, but that's a long hike. So just keep that in mind. Keep that in mind if you're going to be heading on out. But it's I love walking that park. And it's always just, it's such a nice park. And you get down by the river. Minnesota River in on the south side of Bloomington and stuff, you're not the prettiest river. Nothing personal. It's very industrial. It's not the prettiest. Have you been down there?
Yeah, you know, if you drive over the 35W bridge, there's a barge over on one side, yeah. With a power plant. So yeah, I get what you're saying.
It's kind of dingy. It needs a polishing. But right up until the point of the river, it's spectacular. And yeah, just, you know, go out and visit the parks. They are fantastic. You got city parks, county parks, state parks. They're all just fantastic. And I still recommend doing them because even though pandemic is over per se, I mean, obviously Dr. Joe comes on. We talked about the fact that we are not really done with this and we still have people dying in the state of Minnesota every day of COVID. But a lot of people are no longer kind of looking for that alternative thing. But still, I pound for pound, one of the things that makes the United States great is investments in infrastructure. Like, well, let me say this. What makes Minnesota great? Because I have been in other states and the parks there suck. Suck, suck, suck. They're horrible. They're not good. But in Minnesota, we actually have a lot of them. And it's one of the reasons why. And this is my wife for a while was a corporate headhunter, and hire people in. The hardest city to recruit into is Minneapolis, St. Paul. The hardest city to recruit out of is Minneapolis, St. Paul. Once people get here, they're like, oh, I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. I'm going to start this hour with, I saw this and yeah, this one kind of made me kind of, you know, what? There are just way too many people out there who definitely just their knee-jerk reaction when they see something is, I've got to create a conspiracy theory. I've got to negate this. This can't be real. So I guess this was a few days ago. Lindsay Lohan, there's a picture of Lindsay Lohan, a pregnant Lindsay Lohan. And someone retweeted the post here. It's like, she's not pregnant. She's wearing a moon bump. You can't do hard drugs for decades and then still be fertile in your late 30s. Some woman in Ukraine is carrying a child. She'll human traffic it in a few months. This is someone with a blue check mark, which, you know, doesn't mean anything anymore, I guess. It doesn't mean anymore. Apparently, someone else with a blue check mark, you know, boy, nothing says you're intelligent like paying a billionaire for validation. This is from someone called Loser on Drugs. Didn't go far enough. Ukraine's been birthing all the world's babies for the last 50 years. Yeah, you heard that correct, by the way. I swear to God, I mean, there must have been a switcheroo that happened when I was in the hospital with my three kids. How they all look like me, I don't know. Wow, you look exactly like your mom and I. Thanks, Ukraine. I guess I don't know. Anyway, once again, didn't go far enough. Ukraine's been birthing all the world's babies for the last 50 years. Convenient that they now have a new war with a population decrease to make the books work. Also, new NATO members, new as in Neo. NATO sounds like natal, doesn't it? Wow. Wow. That is, you are living next to the glue factory, my friend. You are sniffing glue 24/7, 365. I would say the war started because Russia invaded them, but hey, you know, I guess, yeah. This, I'm bringing this up because there is clearly this, there is this element of our country right now from the conservative right that is just so intent on conspiracies. And I wasn't necessarily going to talk about this this today because I mean, I ended up coming around and saying, you know what? I think I do, because I started looking into the background behind this and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. These people are running with this from that. I want to preface this, though, by talking about something I've mentioned a few times before. And that is that Republican voters know that the Republicans that they're voting for are really bad people. So that's why they have to convince themselves that their opponents are some, you know, 20th level video game evil that not even a Hollywood scriptwriter would even touch because it's too unbelievable of a bad guy. So that they can validate voting for their side. There are two separate things that are going on within that Republican voter. That's one of them. This idea that they know that someone like a Donald Trump is a horrible person. They know he's got a lot of bad traits, but he's not drinking blood from babies in the basement of a pizza parlor. hey, I'll go with Trump. I mean, come on, I got standards. And that's what they do. It's a validation. They create these fake comparisons that aren't real just so that they can sleep at night and justify the vote that they have made. The other side of it is that a lot of Republican voters are like 20-time losers, and, you know, they kind of are. A lot of them, not all of them, but a lot of Republican voters are like 20-time losers. And they live in a fantasy world where they're the hero, and they desperately want to be the hero of their tragedy. And so they will, and this kind of goes back to what we talked about last week with Little Ruse in Chaska, where there was that woman that walked in who was convinced she was saving babies. I'm saving the children, you know, because she basically, you know, my gut feeling is that this is a person whose life isn't working out as they wished. And so they've created this thing where they're the hero of their story. And that's just that. It's two traits which really are bad to work together. But it's something that the Republican Party and the right have been able to cultivate. The people who are gullible enough to basically, you know, no matter what, that Donald Trump could murder a Girl Scout in the middle of the street live on television. And the first thing that will come on out is, well, Joe Biden murdered 20 of them. Oh, my God. Okay. If you have to make a choice, I'd rather go with the guy that murdered one Girl Scout instead of 20. Is this really a question? You know, that is who they are. Is that rather a question? Oh, my God. Nah. That's one. That's 20. And the other thing is that this desperate need to feel like they are the hero, that they aren't, they haven't been stuck in a life that they resent and regret, that they don't really feel like they've been left behind, that they're not unhappy in their marriage, and that they're not unhappy in their job, and they're not unhappy with their existence, that I'm really the hero. I'm not the loser. There you go. You sprinkle a little racism there, and you can see where it's going to go. The point I'm making is I want to touch on the movie The Sound of Freedom. And namely, kind of, it, although this is not part of the movie per se, it's something a lot of people that like the movie think is going on. And that is apparently the torture of young children to the point where they are on the verge of death, not dead, but just being tortured to a point of extreme this, and that like a Bond villain, that someone puts a syringe into them and extracts something called adrenochrome. And then they use this and inject this into themselves as a quote unquote elixir of youth. Now, no, child, what they're doing is they're trying to use the true and real tragedy of human trafficking, especially human trafficking of children, as a foundation for their more outrageous claims. And a lot of this comes from the fact that they loved their past conspiracy theory, which was proven incredibly untrue. But they loved that one so much that they can't let it go, that they have to basically, you know, run with the adrenochrome fantasy, for lack of a better word, and that we're the heroes. Sure, that there's a lot of creepos on the right, but they're not torturing children to the point of death and then injecting them and get their adrenochrome so they can inject it into themselves and make an elixir that they can live forever. And you want to say, can you back this up a little bit? Did you hear what you just said? But you see, it's not about reality. It's not about factual information. It's about creating a villain to justify their point of view and then in turn making themselves into the hero of their story. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. When we come back, I'm going to break down what happens here in this story and all this stuff and tie it into the movie and then just talk a little bit about where this has all come from, because this is not new. This is not new. And at the end of this, I'm going to point out the massive level of hypocrisy within the Republican Party when it comes to human trafficking, because the reality is they're not actually against human trafficking. They're just for trying to create a villain to justify their undying allegiance to faulty and fraudulent Republican candidates. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. We have families waiting for a car. You know, over 85% of unemployed are successful in finding and keeping a job if they have dependable transportation. A car plus a job equals a life changed. 612-919-5526. We have families waiting for a car. 919-5526 or autotech.org.
This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, weekdays at 5 p.m. On our show, you'll hear about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. Weekly correspondents like Dr. Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake update us with the latest news from Turtle Island. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. Listen weekdays at 5 p.m. or watch the show on Native Roots Radio social media accounts. Ho-wa!
Hi, I'm Rachel Shamblatt. My dad is Dr. Scott Shamblatt from Shamblatt Family Dentistry. A lot of people are afraid of the dentist, but you don't have to be. My dad makes going to the dentist comfortable and even fun. He won't be mad if you haven't seen a dentist in a long time. He just wants to take care of you and your teeth. If you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get.
Shamblatt Family Dentistry in Hopkins and St. Paul. Find them online at ShamblattFamilyDentistry.com or call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH.
How to be a great dad in 15 seconds. Bike ride, go fish, walk in the park, phone call, milkshake, play catch, picnic, fly a kite, tell jokes, laugh, talk, read a story, tell a story, bumper car, swing set, bowling, pillow fight, cut loose, stay tight. Whew. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Cafe Latte offers made-from-scratch soups, salads, sandwiches, and mouth-watering desserts.
So come check out their pizza and wine bar, or get a treat from the bakery made fresh daily. Plus, you can still do online ordering and takeout, along with gift cards. Just go to CafeLatte.com and choose from their ever-changing selection of award-winning salads, sandwiches, and soups. Cafe Latte is located off Victoria and Grand and online at CafeLatte.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. Was that Dave the Trucker saying, you know, that whole androchrome, adrenochrome story, it's the dark crystal. It's kind of one of these things. There have been some references to this, but this is a modern made-up thing. This is not a real thing that's going on. I'll explain all this here. What prompted me to jump into this was two things. First of all, I like to keep track of the movies, and I actually follow Box Office Mojo, and the weekend box office came on out, and the number one movie of the weekend was not a surprise, Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning, Part 1. But what got me to look at it was I saw up on some right-wing news sites that the number one movie this weekend was Sound of Freedom. Now, Sound of Freedom is a movie, and I'll get into this a little bit. It's a movie about child sex trafficking and an agent who was trying to shut it down and stop it. Not necessarily in the United States. I believe it's in Colombia. I'll get into more of that here in just a second. But it's been put out as an independent feature, and it's, you know, because they've marketed it as a, you know, conservative-friendly, MAGA-friendly movie, it's done surprisingly well. Internationally, it's not been released, but it's got made $85 million so far. I don't know how much more money it's going to make because Barbie and Oppenheimer come out this next weekend. So that's going to pretty much, I think, stymie any of that. But needless to say, it is, it's not the number one movie. I mean, it did okay, $27 million. It did all right, but Mission Impossible made $56 million. I'm no math whiz, that's more. But this is once again, these people that make up this reality. They didn't even do a basic research. They're like, it's the number one movie in America. No, it's not. And it's not even close. It's half the number one movie. But you know, never mind. The other thing that got me to think about this was a tweet from a guy named Jim Stewartson, basically where he took to task the New York Times for basically, and the New York Times. The New York Times tweet was Sound of Freedom starring Jim Caviezel tells the story of child trafficking and people combating it. Read our review of the unlikeliest box office hit of the summer. Yeah. And it got definitely a fluff piece. Now I'm going to read Jim's tweet here. I'm not necessarily agreeing with him on some levels, because I want to step back a little bit after this, but let me read the tweet here. Sound of Freedom is a dangerous child trafficking exploitation film being weaponized to incite death cult to target Democrats to order to destabilize American democracy. It was funded by actual sex traffickers and accused sexual predators. The brainwashed star, Caviezel, believes satanic Democrats are drinking children's blood and regularly appears on Michael Flynn's QAnon radicalization events. The alleged hero of the film has funneled tens of millions of dollars from donations to his own bank accounts after raising money from conspiracy theories like child being shipped inside Wayfair furniture and from selling the raid experience to wealthy donors. At the end of the film, people are invited to donate money to frauds using their phones. There is a donation part at the end of it. And, you know, this guy goes on to criticize us. Now, I did not go see Sound of Freedom. I'm not going to go see Sound of Freedom. I just don't have any intent to see it. I've read a few synopses of it. The movie itself doesn't necessarily push QAnon conspiracies. It's like a kind of a weak episode of CSI. Something, you know, in this case, it's CSI Columbia. It's not about kicking in, you know, a Democratic candidate's door. It takes place mostly in Colombia, I believe, and it has to deal with these children in these foreign countries that are being abducted, which does indeed happen, and it's very tragic and very horrible. And the story of this guy trying to track him down, is the story embellished? Absolutely, but that's movies. Every story is somewhat embellished. And so it's kind of, I don't know if that's necessarily a gig against the film. That's just films. But the film itself is not necessarily the issue. And you know, if you want to go see it, knock yourself out. I mean, like I said, it sounds like a fairly kind of formulaic procedural film. And it doesn't sound like it's anything special per se. It's what the people with the film are trying to create, turn the film into, that seems to be the interesting side of this. A lot of this does kind of go around this idea that the trafficking of children on this planet has to do with this adrenochrome stuff, and that's there. Now, adrenochrome, it is a substance, but it hasn't really been studied that much. it sure is not, hell is not a some sort of elixir of youth. If you want to know how adrenochrome became somewhat encamped into cultural history, it's Hunter S. Thompson. He mentioned adrenochrome in the 1971 book Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. This is the likely origin of the current myth surrounding the compound because the character states there is only one source for this stuff, the adrenaline glands from a living human body. It's no good if you get it out of a corpse. So this is from Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Apparently that documentary. There's only one. The adrenochrome scene appears in the novel's film adaptation. In the DVD commentary, Gilliam admits that his and Thompson's portrayal of the fictional exaggeration. Gilliam insists the drug is entirely fictional, seems unaware of its existence of a substance within the same name. Hunter S. Thompson also mentions adrenochrome in his book Fear and Loathing on the Campaign Trail in 72. In the footnotes chapter, April 104, he says, it was sometimes after midnight in a ratty hotel room when my memory and the conversation is hazy due to massive ingestion of booze, fat back, and 40 cc's of adrenochrome. The adrenochrome itself is a component of several far-right conspiracy theories, such as QAnon and Pizzagate, with the chemical helping the theories play out similar role in earlier blood libel and satanic ritual abuses stories. According to QAnon, which is incorporated and expanded to Pizzagate's claim about child abuse rings, a cabal of Satanists rapes and murders children using the adrenochrome they harvest from the victim's blood as a drug and as an elixir of youth. In reality, adrenochrome is synthesized solely for research purposes by biotech companies. So this is not real. Ballard is the character the movie is based on. Jim Caviezel plays him, but both Ballard and Caviezel have been public about their belief in conspiracy theories on the QAnon movement. Caviezel has endorsed the spurious belief that child traffickers drain children's blood to obtain adrenochrome, a chemical that's supposed to have anti-aging properties. Caviezel suggested he'd seen evidence of children being subjected to the practice. I'll come back to that. Caviezel reiterated his belief in the adrenochrome conspiracy theory during this press tour for Sound of Freedom. So, dude, if you have seen something that's a crime, which this would be, how the hell have you not gone to the police and said, hey, did you see this video? And I don't want to hear this because you're calling this as a real thing. The people that, I mean, if you have a video of this, you should be taking it to the police and the police should be investigating it because obviously it's a crime. Or it's you don't want to do that because you know the story is kind of made up, and if they start looking into it very quickly, they're going to realize, okay, this is not real. This is a made-up thing. So, once again, the origins of this are Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, but now it is standard operating procedure for the MAGA QAnon right. That feels as if this is it. And one of the parts about this which is really disturbing is that, in case this sounds familiar, this was Pizzagate. This was Pizzagate. This was Hillary Clinton and Leon Podesta and all these people were having secretive cult meetings in the basement of a pizza restaurant in Maryland. And they were, and people, the right was out there saying, won't somebody go in there and stop them? Won't somebody stop us and save the babies? That's what they were doing. So some guy walks into this pizza restaurant in Maryland, starts firing off rounds into the ceiling, aiming his gun at the employees, demanding that they take him to the basement, only to be informed by the staff and taken around and shown, as they called the cops, that there is indeed no basement to this pizza restaurant. And immediately these same people who were screaming on one day, won't somebody save the babies? Where they were like, hey, I never said it was real. I heard it. Don't accuse me of saying this was, this didn't come from me. The problem is this. They loved that story so much that even though it was emphatically proven to be a made-up bunch of hooey, they can't help themselves. They've re-embraced the story again because, once again, They've got to try to be the heroes of their story. And once again, they've got to create an uber villain to make them feel comfortable about voting for the truly horrible people that they vote for. So once again, Pizzagate's alive. Now, I want to go through this. There was an excellent article from Wired about this from 2 or 3 years ago. I'm going to read a good chunk of this article because you need to hear this, because this is well before Sound of Freedom. But it basically points out the same things that this movie is trying to say exist, or not the movie. Once again, I want to be very clear. The movie itself doesn't push the QAnon stuff, but it seems like everyone around it, including all the fans, say, see, this is proof of Pizzagate. And it's not. And even the movie is not. But it sees they're trying to use this, once again, very legitimate, horrible thing that happens. Child sex trafficking should be stopped. Absolutely. But they're trying to use this as a jump-off point to say, and see, every Democrat's a Satan worshiper drinking adrenochrome from babies, because they got nothing else. And this is, and once again, this is a made-up thing from Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Wow. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. I'll read the Wired story and also point out the truly ugly beginnings where this whole thing started centuries ago. Yep, you're right, anti-Semitism. I'll get to that in a second. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950. Hi, Matt McNeil for Rudy Luther Toyota. You've heard me talk about the Rudy Luther Toyota We Buy program. Now hear from someone who's actually done it, me. Our kid's car, the 2006 Toyota Sienna, served us well for 17 years, but it was finally time to say goodbye. The We Buy program is really simple. I gave them some basic information, we set up an appointment, and after a quick verification, they gave me an estimate and a check, and they made me a generous offer. It was that fast. See for yourself. Try the Rudy Luther Toyota We Buy program at RudyLutherToyota.com.
In retirement, it's all about income, your money, making money, while still controlling your principal. If your portfolio has recently taken a big hit, you're not set up for retirement income. We're Ferguson Financial, and that's what we do. We position portfolios to generate retirement income. Learn how it's done. Call us today, 888-429-5569, and check out our retirement income program, Sunday mornings at 9.
Hey, it's Tom. Going solar is a great way to save on energy costs. By using the sun to power your house, you can feel good about an investment that will last for years. All Energy Solar is a locally trusted turnkey solar installer that's been around since 2009. They provide custom designs and quality installations of solar panel systems that work for your energy needs. One of the best parts about going solar is it's an investment that can pay for itself. Your system can pay back 100% of the installation cost in as little as 8 years. Plus, a system from All Energy Solar can pay back over 300% of its cost over its lifetime. There's also many tax incentives and rebates available, and the experts at All Energy Solar can walk you through the entire process to make sure you're saving as much as possible. So go green, both financially and environmentally, with All Energy Solar. Get a free, no-obligation assessment from All Energy Solar by calling 800-620-3370 or visiting allenergysolar.com.
With a look at your AM 950 weather, I'm Patrick Lilia. Sunshine today with a high of 76, then overnight tonight, clear skies with a low of 58. Fill the hot summer nights with the hottest music in the Twin Cities at Crooner's Supper Club in Fridley. Crooner's is located just north of I-694 off Highway 65. View their schedules and food menus at croonersloungemn.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. So once again, I'm going to start off once again. Every time I'm going to talk about this, I want to, because I know conservatives are going to go out there. It's like, see, he doesn't think it's a problem. No. Child sex trafficking is bad. But it's you guys trying to say it's these global elitists that are kidnapping kids and torturing them to get adrenochrome so that they can stay young forever. What? That is your narrative. And that's why I'm mainly bringing this up, because I want to make sure people understand where this is coming from. And that anyone that basically, I think it tolerates that narrative coming from the extremist right, whether it's Jim Caviezel or anyone with a movie or anyone who likes a movie. You're wrong. I mean, you're allowing, once again, this is something that the modern version of this came from Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, the book. I mean, you might as well just sort of say, you know what? They're trying to force kids to eat green eggs and ham. Oh, my God. It's the same thing, dude. As always, you can, whenever you hear terms like global elites, as you can imagine, this has its foundations in the third prong. I mentioned the two prongs earlier, the one that Republicans have to create a villain of you know, unbelievable Thanos times 100 proportions to basically make their votes for modern Republicans seem sane. Two, they have to turn themselves into the heroes of the story. And three, there's good old-fashioned racism and bigotry involved, too. So it should not be a surprise to anyone that the foundations of this go way back centuries when people used to accuse the Jews, and they still do, of they fed off the blood of children. This is not a new meme. And when you hear the modern Republican version of it, which is global elitists, and then in the next sentence they talk about George Soros, a global elitist, you know, you kind of see where they're going. It's the same old thing. They're just trying to package it differently. It's anti-Semitism. But on top of it, what they're trying to do is, with the anti-Semitism, saying, and Democrats. And that's... Yeah, they're kind of Professor and Marianne the thing in there with the DFL. Hillary Clinton, you know, that sort of thing. So that's kind of where it is. Just to make sure we understand this. This is about basically this is a narrative that is built within bigotry. It's plain and simple. This is an article from 2020. This is from Wired magazine. And this is so well before Sound of Freedom came out or was probably even being written there. In 2020, we are too beset with the plague, rampant medical misinformation, and the persistent rumor that global elites torture children and harvest the chemical adrenochrome from their blood, which they then inject in order to stay young and healthy. A favorite topic of interconnected QAnon and Pizzagate conspiracy communities, so-called adrenochrome harvesting, long predates these groups. It was, however, resurrected during the COVID-19 pandemic. Google Trends show significant spikes in searches for adrenochrome in March of June of 2020. It's prevalent in TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram. Reddit removed a dedicated adrenochrome subreddit on July 30th. Of 2020, on Friday, July 31st, conspiracy theorists plan to hold the first ever Child's Lives Matter protest in Hollywood to expose child trafficking. Advertising in the event is references to adrenochrome. So once again, they're trying to use a legit problem, child sex trafficking, but they're using that as a foundation and saying, and there's adrenochrome. And if we do not basically push back on the scary part, you know, that will just become part of the narrative. And that's why you have to, you know, you have to point out the made up, you know, crap that they're doing. Plus the fact they're trying to get you to focus on adrenochrome because they don't want you to realize they could care less about child trafficking. I'll get to that here in a sec. The adrenochrome harvesting conspiracy theory is a potent example of hidden virality, that the ways in which unpopular culture animates social media platforms outside the mainstream view. Named by researchers Britt Paris and Joan Donovan, hidden virality describes the dominant content of a specific pockets of the internet that are largely unseen by journalists and mass audiences, making them difficult for social media companies to identify and act upon. The impact is hidden virality can be stopped by retroactively banning a few thousand Twitter accounts. It is an inactive memetic phenomenon that outpaces terms of services, though. Toxic social attitudes spread virally alongside hoaxes and disinformation. Adrenochrome harvesting isn't outwardly blamed on Jews, but on satanic and globalist elitists, dog whistle terms for the far right. The modern adrenochrome obsession is a permutation of blood libel, an anti-Semitic myth that pervaded Europe throughout the Middle Ages, and a mutated strain of medical misinformation. The most effective conspiracy theories are built around the kernels of truth. Adrenochrome is a compound that occurs in the body, but about which very little scientific research has been done beyond a few studies in the mid-20th century on whether it could play a role in schizophrenia. Okay, that's basically where it began. The question transfixed the writers, Aldous Huxley and Hunter S. Thompson, who were obsessed with mind-altering substances. To them, adrenochrome became a psychotropic akin to mescaline. In his famous Doors of Perception, written just after the first adrenochrome studies, Huxley described adrenochrome as a clue that was being systemically followed. The sleuths, biochemists, psychiatrists, and psychologists are on the trail. Biologists didn't find much interest. Once again, though, because at that time the research was behind schizophrenia. Nearly 20 years later, Thompson cast adrenochrome as a psychedelic that must be violently extracted from human glands in his novel Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. The scene was immortalized by Terry Gilliam's 1998 movie, a YouTube clip of Depp's character taking adrenochrome, which to date has more than 1.7 million views, has drawn thousands of comments referencing the conspiracy. Once again, made up for the book, which they acted out and say, see evidence. That's Johnny Depp. Thompson is explicitly invoked in what seems to be the earliest recorded post about adrenochrome, harvesting on 4chan boards in 2013 and 2014, respectively. In an anti-Semitic 4chan thread, an anonymous poster linked and restricted unsearchable video named Jewish Ritual Blood Libel Sacrifice is Adrenochrome Harvesting. Within these same online communities, Pizzagate formalized and grew in 2015, 2016 before spreading to more mainstream media. And that's what they're trying to do. That's what they're trying to do now. Once again, they lost this made-up conspiracy theory when a guy went in and started shooting up a pizza parlor in Maryland. Now they're desperately trying to bring it back because they already know Trump is not going to win if it's a rematch with Joe Biden. The factions expanded their audience in 2018, citing new investigations circulating the rumor hoax website sold adrenochrome in exchange for cryptocurrency. In February 2019, InfoWars featured a segment on adrenochrome, linking it to the Clinton Foundation via manufacturers and the highly controversial Youngblood transfusion startup Ambrosia. A month later, adrenochrome documentaries began to emerge on YouTube, followed by many smaller copycat productions. So basically, InfoWars comes out, lies about it. Immediately, there's a bunch of copycats. The recent surge in interest can be traced to March 2020 and the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. Celebrities posting photos of themselves stuck at home looking less than camera ready were besieged on social media with accusations they were suffering from adrenochrome withdrawal. In their logic, shutdowns had stalled the adrenochrome child sex trafficking supply chain. They're commenting on these posts. Believers spread the adrenochrome hashtag to new eyes harassing their targets. Despite the increased visible conspiracy outlets accuse major social media platforms and media plotting to suppress the truth about adrenochrome conversations continue to be intensified on social media from claims from Lady Gaga was practicing in blood rituals for an adrenochrome fix for the COVID-19 spiked adrenochrome theory popularized by Pizzagate booster Liz Crokin. Despite claims of censorship, Google trend results showed that the spamming celebrities' pages with mentions of adrenochrome was working, leading to a spike in search traffic with local media conversations. Unpopular ideas and small disinformation campaigns often go unreported, either unseen or ignored by platforms and mainstream press. The longer an infectiously bad idea goes undetected and undebunked, the more likely it is to spread. Henceforth, why am I talking about it today? This is something that came out of freaking Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, and Jim Caviezel is out there saying, I've seen evidence of it. A Google search of adrenochrome prompts a knowledge panel, an automatic generated information box sourced from Wikipedia, with a description of the compound, some scholarly research. However, the edited history of that Wikipedia article reveals the last few months, editors have constantly been removing attempts to add disinformation. Pizzagate, QAnon, and other conspiracy communities encourage newcomers to Google an obscure phrase designed to lead down the rabbit hole. It takes them to an obscure debunked publication reports, as well as carefully curated collections of PDFs, elements of real science, and merge into factually incoherent frames, resulting in troves of documentation hard to find in the mainstream search engines. The pandemic has also created an unprecedented level of So, I mean, if you're saying you're seeing this stuff, you're going down into these dark web rabbit holes just to try to find this. And yeah, the pandemic has created an unprecedented level of mistrust and anxiety about inequality, which opens society to all kinds of conspiratorial thinking, and especially to medical misinformation. As interest in adrenochrome was first spiking in March, people were upset that celebrities and athletes seemed to have access to testing that others did not. Attitudes and proposed COVID-19 treatments quickly became politically polarized, as did the rise of mainstream conservative acknowledgement of QAnon. Slew of Republican candidates. The best way for platforms to fight back is to take early action. When something begins to go viral in hidden spaces, early detection requires knowledge of where the conspiracy theories originate online and reliable measurements and how they scale. The adrenochrome obsession shows just how hard it is to combat data voids. Would a peer-reviewed study of adrenochrome's inability to reanimate aging global elites even impact the communities that spread these complex falsehoods? Probably not. To date, Pinterest has taken the most aggressive action against the adrenochrome hashtag, directing users to a page about medical misinformation when they search for the word in an effort to curb hidden virality. And as tech companies commit to eradicating hate speech and medical misinformation on their platforms, they must recognize the bigotry laundered through the modern conspiracy. Through Thursday's House Antitrust Subcommittee, once again, this was in 2020, thousands of commenters left QAnon slogans and even references to adrenochrome in a chat of Fox News' live stream. The popularity of adrenochrome harvesting theories shows how motivated actors remain two steps ahead of intervention, and how information systems, if incorrected, may accelerate the revival of the new dark age. So, and when they're talking about actors, they're not necessarily talking about actors like Jim Caviezel, but they're talking about the actors that spread this lie. So once again, it's completely made up. They're using this, we're trying to save the children. And it's not just, and here's the crazy part is, there is a problem with child sex trafficking worldwide. And that is a very noble thing to try to stop. But you see, is for them, it's not enough. They can't just say, I'm out there to try to stop child sex trafficking. They have to then add on, because the Democrats are torturing babies and then injecting them themselves, and they're staying young forever. And you know, you just want to look at them and you're like, you're nuts. As a matter of fact, because the right wing's primary focus is on the lunacy, they really don't care about the actual crime of child sex trafficking. I don't think they do. They like to think that they do, but they don't want to stop it unless it basically fulfills the narrative. The narrative that turns their villains into uber villains so they can justify their vote. It makes them the hero of their own story, and it allows them to perpetrate their racism and bigotry to no end. I'm going to come on back. I'm going to prove to you in a second that no, the Republicans do not care about child trafficking. And human trafficking overall. They just do not. I'll remind people of a few things in just a moment. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
July is the annual store-wide sale at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. Come see our diverse selection of wood, gas, or electric fireplace products for indoor and outdoor living. And right now, Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces can assure you the best price of the season on every product in the store. Let Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces help you choose and experience the joy of sitting by a fire.
Summer is a great time to install your fireplace. You can find your perfect fireplace and have it installed and ready before the cold weather hits again. If you already have a wood fireplace, consider a fireplace insert. Come and see the entire selection at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces on East Franklin and Riverside in Minneapolis. They will create a fireplace that works for you. Efficient, clean burning, and environmentally smart.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, since 1977, out of the ordinary products and services to make fire work for you.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Tune in for Philosophy Talk, the program that questions everything.
Except your intelligence.
Coming up, are the arts for everyone?
Art that's not for everyone is self-indulgent and elitist.
Art made for the masses is just commercial tripe.
Can't art be accessible without sacrificing quality?
Can't art be cognitively challenging without being elitist?
The arts for all? Next time on Philosophy Talk.
Philosophy Talk, every Sunday at 8 a.m. on AM 950.
So, once again, what have we talked about this hour? One, Republicans once again have to create a super uber villain to validate their vote for what they know is flawed Republican candidates. Two, they have to turn themselves into the hero of their own story. And three, that they got a lot of them have to have a little bit of bigotry and racism they can throw around in there. We also basically have learned that the adrenochrome story, which these guys insist is true, originated with Hunter S. Thompson's Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas and basically was the cause of Pizzagate. But when that blew up, when someone went in there and started firing on the pizza place and they realized that the gig was up, they basically, this is almost like they're trying so hard to bring it back because they loved that narrative, even though it was proven to be completely false. And if just once again, if you read through what they're alleging is going on, you realize there's something wrong with these people, especially when to do so, they basically are dismissing it. The real crime becomes the made up crime, not the child sex trafficking that's actually going on, which should be stopped. It's that last part that these Republicans are like, we're trying to stop this. No, you're not. Oh, God, no, you're not. I'll give you a few examples. Jeffrey Epstein, there was a lot of pictures with him with Donald Trump. And I know you guys have, well, he was, Donald Trump had inserted himself to investigate, you know, Jeffrey Epstein's going. That was when he was doing that goofy dance with him at that party. That wasn't hanging out with a friend. He was undercover. No, he was hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein. That Jeffrey Epstein, he was. And it doesn't sound like it was the only time he was. That being said, right now, currently in this country, human trafficking is going on that Republicans are cheering for. And the reason why, it's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and Republican Governor, you know, Cowpie down in Texas, Abbott. I'm sorry, Cowpie. And it's hard sometimes. Yeah, Abbott. Abbott is who it is. They're currently loading human beings onto flights and dumping them into other states, which is a textbook definition of human trafficking. And as much as they like to say, oh, no one's being jeopardized, there are already some stories of kids disappearing and stuff from some of these, you know, migrant transfers that they're doing. They're doing human trafficking. They are. And Republicans applaud that human trafficking because it fits their political narrative. That's the only thing that matters. But most important of all, if I can say, during the Trump administration, 5,569 children were yanked away from their parents and separated with basically no paper trail whatsoever. And granted, when a court basically stepped in under Trump's administration and said, what are you doing? You need to get these kids back with their parents. That basically they got a few of them there. But there are currently 1,000, or a little less, I think it's like 700 kids who still have yet to be reunited with their families. 700. And there still are kids that were given to people that were not family members in the Trump administration, and those kids have disappeared. More than likely, child sex trafficked. And not a single damn Republican has a post on their webpages, social media, over the last 4 years about that incredible travesty to these children. They don't care about sex trafficking. They do not care about sex trafficking. They only care about using it as a political weapon. Because when it's something that's politically inconvenient for them, they're either on board with it or they're trying desperately to ignore it. Hour two, that's up next.
Nightingale is your cozy, comfortable neighborhood restaurant in the Whittier neighborhood at 26th and Lindale. Nightingale has patio, dining room, and bar seating available. Plus, they still have takeout and delivery. Their menu has lots of delicious options like the famous Nightingale Burger and Fries, Ginger Tamari Chicken Wings, Smoked Chicken Liver Pate, and more. They're open from 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. daily with their full menu until midnight. So make the friendly neighborhood Nightingale your go-to restaurant in South Minneapolis. Place an order, make a reservation, and more at nightingalempls.com.
Are you ready to embark on a journey towards taking control of your health and well-being? I'm Candy Broffle, host of Green Tea Conversations. Join me every Sunday at 10 a.m. as I sit down with the local experts who are bridging the gap between mainstream medicine and complementary therapies. Each week, we explore topics in integrative medicine, nutrition, fitness, creative expression, personal growth, and
sustainability. You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.